Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab is our guest. Dr. Riley, how are you today?
I'm great, Rick. How are you?
I'm fine, but I'm concerned about my shoulders. I'm an old baseball player. I've got shoulder pain. Even in my off shoulder, my non-throwing shoulder, it sometimes hurts from baseball. Is that unusual? What should I do about that?
Yeah, here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, one of the most common things that we see are shoulder complaints, and related to all different types of activity, cumulative, post-surgical, you know, rotator cuff injuries. I have with me today our director of physical therapy, Ryan Smith. I'm going to let him talk a little bit more about that.
Well, welcome, Ryan. Good to hear your voice again. And we're talking about the shoulder pain. Can you fill us in on some of the details?
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me today. Here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, you know, we see a lot of folks who come in with complaints of neck pain, and oftentimes they'll hurt in the shoulder region. And one of the questions they have is this coming from my neck or is it coming from my shoulder? And that's one of the nice things about the way our team is set up is we can tease those things out quickly for patients when they come in. And we see a lot of shoulder problems in here, and a lot of times people think it's actually coming from their neck. And there's a variety of problems that can arise from the shoulder. You can have damage to your rotator cuff, which is a big complex of four muscles that stabilize your shoulder. You also could damage the joint itself. There's an anatomy structure in there called your labrum, which is one of the things that adds a lot of stability to your joint. You could damage your bicep tendon. You know, there's a variety of things you could have. There's also some joints that are in there, too, that can get irritated. And a team like ours can help tease out where that's coming from and then determine what the appropriate treatment might be.
Shoulder pain is fairly common, but if I hurt in my shoulder, does that actually mean my shoulder is injured?
No, and that's a really good question. One of the things about neck pain is that it can be confusing that it actually can refer to your shoulder region, particularly around your shoulder blade. The discs that make up your neck region have a referral pain pattern. And what that means is kind of like when somebody's having a heart attack, we tell them oftentimes you're not going to hurt in your heart, you're going to hurt in your arm or your jaw or other places. Your neck is wired the same way. So oftentimes when people have a neck problem, they'll actually hurt along the inside of their shoulder blade on one side. And that can often get misdiagnosed as a shoulder problem, and people will chase that, and it's actually from their neck. Vice versa, people can often hurt in the outside part of their shoulder and up through their trap region, which is the big muscle that runs up your neck, and people can think that's part of a neck problem, and in fact, it's actually coming from your shoulder. So again, you just want to make sure you have somebody who's skilled and a skilled team that can tease out where, in fact, you know, your pain's coming from.
Ryan, how about at night? When I sleep on my shoulder, I wake up in the morning, it really, really hurts. Any advice on that?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, don't lay on your shoulder if it hurts. But secondly, that's a red flag or, you know, a check engine light coming on, as I like to say. One of the most common complaints people will have when they have a rotator cuff injury, and this doesn't mean it's necessarily torn, but your rotator cuff is involved, is when you lay down at night and lay on your shoulder will become very uncomfortable. And that's a good indication for people when they're having that they may have some rotator cuff involvement and probably need to get that checked out.
What about treatment? Can you tell me how you handle injuries to the shoulder at Tulsa Spine and Rehab?
Yeah, you know, I think we handle things perhaps a little bit different than, you know, conventional places might do that. You know, a lot of people are going to use passive modalities with heat and stem and maybe some soft tissue techniques. What we actually do is want to get somebody moving quickly and determine what the strength is in their shoulder. So let's assume that we've figured out that, in fact, your rotator cuff is involved. And let's say that your tendon is irritated and inflamed, which means you have tendonitis. And so it's kind of like a splinter in your finger. It's irritated. What we want to do is get that inflammation down. The first thing we're going to do is determine how much pressure or how much strength you have in your shoulder. And then from there, we're going to use some special tools, pulleys, different devices to get your shoulder moving, but in a pain-free way. And then from that, assuming everything goes as it should, that we'll immediately be giving you some home exercises to do that will begin improving the strength in your rotator cuff. And again, all these activities, none of them should hurt. So when you're seeing a provider for shoulder pain, it's important, you know, it shouldn't be no pain, no gain. The things that you do should make your shoulder feel better and make it feel better fairly quickly.
Ryan, thank you for that information, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
So, Sean, can you kind of wrap it up for us, the whole shoulder pain issue?
Yeah, you know, in a nutshell, that's what, you know, what Ryan was saying. I think it's important that you tease out exactly what it is. You know, is it a neck issue? Is it a rotator cuff? Is it tendonitis? Is there some instability or impingement? So there could be a whole multitude of things going on. So that's why I think it's really important that you sit down with someone that specializes in those type of injuries, to figure out what the problem is, and from there we can treat it appropriately. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that we really pride ourselves on here, is that we have, you know, a bunch of different specialties, a bunch of different disciplines. We're able to, you know, take a look at things and, you know, maybe a different, maybe through a different set of eyes, so to speak, and make a good determination what the problem is and get it fixed from there.
Dr. Riley, thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Dr. Sean Riley has been our guest from Tulsa Spine and Rehab.